A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. He went to visit them, and because he practiced the same trade, stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. Every Sabbath he entered into discussions in the synagogue, attempting to convince both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul began to occupy himself totally with preaching the word, testifying to the Jews that the Christ was Jesus. When they opposed him and reviled him, he shook out his garments and said to them, "Your blood be on your heads. I am clear of responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." So he left there and went to a house belonging to a man named Titus Justus, a worshiper of God. His house was next to his synagogue. Crispus, the synagogue official, came to believe in the Lord along with his entire household, and many of the Corinthians who heard and believed were baptized. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has made his salvation known in the sight of the nations. He has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song, sing praise. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while later and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me, because I'm going to the Father'?" So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, kind of interesting, you know, Thursday today, traditionally is the Feast of the Ascension, you know, Ascension Thursday, but in most dioceses around the world, including Chicago, we transfer the Ascension to Sunday. So it's a little more, we get Jesus a few more days than the apostles did, not just 40 days after the resurrection. But these aren't the Ascension Day readings that we're reading today, even though they're related. And let me kind of point that out to you. It might not seem on the surface to be related. So microcosms here. When Jesus says, "A little while you're going to see me and then you won't see me." It's the reverse. You'll no longer see me in a little while, and then again, you're going to see me. So he's leaving the Ascension. This is the time we're not going to see him. This is the little while you won't see me. But then he says, now you're going to come back and see me. Well, what is this? Yes, it could be the second coming, and we will certainly see the Lord then, but we don't really know when that is. It's Pentecost. Now, you might think, well, that's the Holy Spirit, not Jesus, and we're not seeing Jesus the way, you know, they saw him in his bodily form. Well, there's more to seeing than just seeing someone's appearance. I mean, look at all the people you pass on the street or you see at work or in the pews. I mean, do you really know them? Or even a friend, can you see them? But like, have they really revealed your heart to you? The apostles and the disciples saw Jesus in their bodily form, but they didn't get him. It's only the Holy Spirit that actually reveals who this Jesus is. And there's a greater depth, even though his body and his face is significant, there's a greater depth to him. A whole other component to Jesus that make him the one Christ. This is what the Holy Spirit reveals to us. This is why we will see him in a little while. So when I said like microcosms, we're in this period right now when Jesus is like, "You're going to mourn while I'm gone." So starting, you know, I guess like Ascension Thursday or up this upcoming Sunday, Ascension Sunday, for this upcoming week, we're in this period of mourning, if you will. kind of interesting. It's the end of the Easter season, because then the following Sunday, so not this upcoming Sunday, but in two Sundays, we're going to have Pentecost. It's going to be a great celebration. It's like a little, we're like kind of doing a little mini Lent here now, to gear up for the great Pentecost festival. A lot of people think that's just as significant as Easter. And then, of course, this is just a microcosm of like kind of the greater reality, which is we're in sort of a Lenten pilgrimage of our life. I mean, we see Jesus, but there's so much more, and it's not till we see him in heaven and we are one with him that we will totally get it. So this life is a preparation for the great celebration in eternity. Amen.